The U.S. Conference of Mayors annual meeting takes place this weekend in Madison, Wisconsin. More than 200 mayors have gathered to discuss homeland security concerns, as well as more traditional local issues like welfare, affordable housing, and public education. Joining us from Wisconsin Public Radio in Madison to talk about issues in their communities are Mayor Glenda Hood of Orlando, Florida, and Mayor Kenneth Barr of Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. We're glad to be with you.
First, Mayor Hood, Orlando is very well known for tourism, Disney World, SeaWorld. What has Orlando done to beef up the city's security?
Right after September the 11th, I put together an anti-terrorism task force made up of expertise from my police and fire and emergency personnel. And we went back and looked at, refocused our terrorism preparedness plan. We also worked with other agencies and entities across our region to make sure that we had needs being addressed. I also made a request of City Council for additional funds to be put in place, a little over $1.5 million that we immediately put toward additional equipment and training needs.
Mayor Hood, you mentioned that you sought additional funds to pay for some of these efforts from the City Council. Do you have to dip into anything like a hurricane fund? Do you have to rob Peter to pay Paul?
We don't really have to rob Peter to pay Paul. It's just a matter of priorities sometimes within departments. And so I'm asking, for example, my fire department to reprioritize based on what happened September 11th, based on the focus in our city right now, what is of highest priority. And perhaps it's some type of equipment that we had not thought of before, as opposed to moving forward with a vehicle that may not be needed as much now as it was previously. So it's reprioritizing.
Kenneth Barr, you're the mayor of Fort Worth, Texas. The city's airport, Dallas-Fort Worth, is an international facility airport. What measures has your city taken toward bolstering homeland security?
Well, at the airport, we have a major plan going on. We have a major construction program going on, spending about $2.6 billion on the airport. But all of a sudden, in the middle of this, we've got to harden our terminal buildings and redesign them and accommodate new equipment for screening of luggage. We're going to, it appears, have to spend something in the vicinity of $198 million retrofitting DFW Airport.
What other city measures have you adopted, thinking of homeland security?
Well, we in Fort Worth, we felt like we were well prepared when this 9/11 events hit. We had had a multiple shooting in the city in September of 2000 and a tornado that hit downtown Fort Worth in March of 2001. Our response capability had been tested. What we've done since then, though, is try to figure out how to strengthen the lines of communication. For example, we've created a messaging system with our downtown businesses and owners and managers of the buildings in the downtown area, so our emergency services people can communicate with them. We've moved to improve the relationships and working linkages between our hospitals, our medical communities, and the public health workers in the community.
Mayor Hood, with so much concentration on homeland security, what's happened to traditional issues like welfare and education, potholes? Are cuts being made here in order to pay for security concerns?
Cuts are not being made there, and we can't make cuts there because those are as important issues as safety and security in our cities.
Mayor Barr, have the demands of homeland security strained the Fort Worth city budget in any way?
Well, we're in a period of time when all city budgets are very tight. We are not having to cut our budget. But the cost of overtime, the cost of special efforts is very expensive for cities to absorb. We will meet the demands of what has to be done. But there is a feeling that we really need the federal government to step up and provide us with some direct and flexible funding in order to help cities across the country meet the challenges that terrorism have brought. You know, when you dial 911, the phone doesn't ring in Washington. It doesn't ring in the state capitol. It rings in the city hall or at the local government. And the local government has to have the resources to respond, and it has to have the information. I think the communications between the FBI and the other national security organizations and cities needs to be very, very strong. And the communications are there. They can be better, and we're working with the administration to see that they are better.
Fort Worth, Texas Mayor Kenneth Barr and Orlando, Florida Mayor Glenda Hood, both are at the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting, and they joined us from Wisconsin Public Radio in Madison. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.